Thanks for tuning in to the Leading Happy podcast. I'm your host, David Lermy, and I'm glad to go on the journey of leading happy with you. Today, we're actually going to dive right into reading tips that'll help you as a leader. We've all heard the saying, great leaders are great readers. And so how do we develop tips, ideas, and practices, habits that help us to be a better reader? And I'll give some hope to those listening. I haven't always been a great reader. During my childhood, I was one of those students and kids who didn't want to read. And even in high school, I struggled with the idea of reading. But somewhere in the process of early college, I fell in love with the written word. A couple of classes I had on composition and literature started to develop something in me that I'd never seen before. And so I enjoyed not only the act of writing, but of reading and then applying that to what I was doing and developing at that time as a leader in the local church. So I want to give hope to all of those listening thinking, man, I can't be a reader. This is crazy. This is tough. Who has the time? I don't even enjoy reading. I can tell you that as the light switch flips on, there are ways to eventually fall in love with reading, and each of those will be different. But it always helps to start out being intentional. One of the ways to be intentional with your reading is to set goals and have someone that you set those with. Obviously, accountability is a great factor in helping us stay on track when we set a goal. And so each year I set a reading goal, and I usually am challenged by others that love to read and are leaders in the local church like I am. And so I happen to use the app, Goodreads app, and that helps me to see what my friends are doing as well as what I am doing, and it tracks my progress automatically. Who has time to read and then start inputting numbers into a spreadsheet or some other tracking system? I hook my Goodreads app straight to my Kindle, and as I'm reading, it keeps track of my progress, and when I'm done with the book, automatically applies it to my yearly goal. So that's a great and easy way to do that. Furthermore, it's great to apply books that I've read physically into Goodreads. All I do is go in there, put the date I started, put the date I ended, hit the enter button, and it goes into my reading challenge. So although that isn't the perfect automatic system, the majority of books I read now are digitally done on my Kindle through whether I'm holding a Kindle or through the app on my phone or MacBook. Great way to do it for busy leaders. Another thing is many of us are leading teams. When you're leading teams, you always want to be one step ahead of them. I'm not saying you have to be far ahead of somebody, but if you're a few steps ahead with a little bit more knowledge, people enjoy being around you. So I always encourage people to try to read just enough to be able, when they meet with their teams, to give some new type of knowledge, new idea, or something to chat about. This is a great way to show those who are following you that you are continually trying to help yourself grow, and therefore they will feel the challenge to grow themselves. For more is caught than is taught, and we are the ones they're watching. Now, an easy way to find books to read is to subscribe to certain lists. I like religious books and business books, and so there are lists out there that you can subscribe to on publishers that will email you when there's new lists. I simply prefer to go onto Amazon every Tuesday and click on the new book sale, the new bestsellers or the new books for sale, which launch on Tuesdays every week. And you'll find books that are about to come out in the next few weeks, as well as books that have just come out, and you can sort those by category. Another great way is to use the Goodreads app again. Watching others and what they're reading, you can actually click right on their post and it automatically adds it to your I want to read list. This is a great idea when you come across an Amazon gift card or someone has gifted you a Barnes & Noble and you're ready to go buy some new books to study. You can go to your list and make wise decisions instead of simply buying something that maybe you want to read, but you realize I could have gone back, looked at my list, and got something that would truly help me on the journey I'm at. There are also great lists like bookbub.com, bookbud.com, that sends you discounted book lists on a daily basis. I get an email every morning, and a majority of the books I purchase through that are only $1.99 to 99 cents. This is a great way to get a book you may not want to read yet, but for that price, you can't pass it up, and it saves it into my Kindle list. Another great way to do that. Also, when we're looking at a new year, like we've just come into 2018, setting reading goals can be helpful, but setting a goal is also arbitrary, again, without accountability. So highly recommend that you find someone that enjoys similar books to you. I've learned that I personally don't like to read the same book somebody else is reading and then try to talk about it. I tend to like to read certain books while my friends read others, and then we share what we learned from those different books, and it seems to increase our ability to share knowledge as well as not feel like I'm forced to read a book that for some reason I do not feel interested in. That's a major reason why many people stop reading. They're just not interested in the book they're in, and they feel guilty if they put it aside. What we have to learn is if you're not into that book, that's why there's bookshelves. Put it on that shelf. One day you may come back to it, but move into a book that's going to truly help you at the point you're at. Some year you may need to be learning business practices and finance. Others you may be curious about social media and marketing. And then again, you may feel like you want to get closer in your understanding of God, and you begin to read theology books. And if it's summertime or maybe over a Christmas break or spring break, you want a good novel to read. All of those things can be done if you prepare ahead of time for those seasons. Like I already have a book, a novel that's at my house next to my bed that I will be reading over spring break in March. So planning ahead often puts that book in that place in front of you. Or if you know that in the fall you want to learn more about leading teams, then buy three or four books now, set them aside for the fall, and keep them as a visual close by, knowing that's where I'm going after I'm done with the current things I'm reading. All of these will help you read better and be a better leader. So now finally, let's talk about just a few quick questions that people have asked me. The best book I've ever read, I think I'd probably say So Good They Can't Ignore You and the book Deep Work, both by Cal Newport. I enjoy his writing. It's a very thoughtful writing. He's a very interesting guy, and so I highly recommend those. I also recommend the book Essentialism by Greg McKeown. He is a British young man, very intelligent, and Essentialism really dives deep into the idea of what's most important in your life. I highly love those books. And for those that are looking for more of a religious book, I always recommend Yearning by M. Craig Barnes, a Presbyterian pastor and now one of the presidents of a Presbyterian school on the East Coast. He is an amazing writer who takes people and ideas from the Bible and applies them to the psychology and the understanding of who we are. I highly recommend that book. And then finally, for those that are leading churches, maybe they're church planters or senior pastors, I recommend Church Unique by Will Mancini. I've read it many times. Will is a friend of mine. I love that book. And so highly recommended that book many times, given that book out many times. And so go get that book. And if you desperately want it and don't have the money, email me at davidlearmy.com and I will try to get you a copy sent out. And the best book I've read recently is the book 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Jordan B. Peterson, and also the book 21 Seconds to Change Your World, Finding God's Healing and Abundance Through Prayer by Dr. Mark Rutland. Both books are very different. One's a secular leader with great ideas from a life of amazing work and notoriety. And Dr. Rutland's book on prayer, The 21 Seconds to Change Your World, is absolutely unique as it takes the idea of the Lord's Prayer in Psalms 23 and merges how David and Jesus prayed a very similar prayer. And that has helped me in my silent time before God. So incredibly helpful. Now, the books I'm reading now, I am reading The Greatest Prayer by John Dominic Crossan. And it's a book on rediscovering the revolutionary message behind the Lord's Prayer. What did the first readers hear about that Lord's Prayer? And I highly enjoy that book. It's a smaller book. It's an easy read. And for those that are teaching pastors or preachers, it's a great resource for sermon prep. And then finally, the book, other book I'm reading right now is on the historicalness of the Exodus. So it's called The Exodus, How It Happened and Why It Matters by Richard Elliot Friedman. And what an excellent writer, professor, expert in the area of archaeology and ancient studies of the Hebrew. And it is incredible. It is a challenging book because sometimes it'll challenge the notion of what the Bible said about how many people could it been or what race of people using the Bible. And going forward, they talk about research done on the DNA of the Levites, of the Hebrews, of the priests, of what it would have been like in Egypt and who was still in the Promised Land area. Very, very culturally in-depth study from an expert with a PhD in that field, in multiple fields. So just highly recommend that book. And so those are a few questions that people have asked me, and those are a few of the things that I am doing. I'd love to hear what you're reading and ideas on how you make lists or make reading challenges and how you commit to those. If you share those, it not only makes me better, but it makes those reading better. So please feel free to share. And remember that great leaders are always great readers, and that's what helps us lead happy. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you next time.